Yeah, no, not over there.
Well, I would just like to advocate that that's exactly the way it's done. There are many pieces, article by article, that are not controversial or certainly as controversial and may need a little tweaking. As a matter of fact, you know, the whole rewrite of the bylaws was not absolutely necessary, and they look, they don't look that much different. So some of it's much ado about. So I really would advocate, and it will allow us the tactical opportunity then to stop and take stock, and I hope weed out those things that are seriously controversial. They do not all have to get passed as a package. If 3/4 of them were passed, with the most difficult ones being ferreted out for more deliberation, I think that would be healthy and good. There is no pressure to do this. There is no harm to taking more time. So anyway, I would like to just second or introduce similar resolution that it does, that we could, the IPBN, look at it article by article.
I just want to say that if KPFK, Houston, and we agree, I mean, that's a strong message, and there's that much chance that,
right.
Even though Janet says it's unlikely, it may be able to be done.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So
right.
I think we should do it.
So why don't we just pass the rest, the move that we act on supporting the KPFA resolution.
KPFK
resolution.
But there's an addendum to that, too. It wasn't just voting article by article, but they added, which I happen to support, but that their local board will not
approve the entire package
unless they proceed that way. Because
right.
they understand if it's a package that is.
And it needs three of us to pass it. So, you know, that
I would just.
Somebody like a filibuster.
I don't know. I'd like to make a motion that we.
Leslie Ratford's, or 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 Leslie anything if it's not done by...
In the article by article fashion.
In that fashion.
In that fashion.
Yeah. Okay, take it to a vote.
Take a vote. All those in favor?
Was it second?
Yes.
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 Lee seconded.
It was seconded.
Okay. What's next on that?
Unanimous? Nobody opposed? Nobody abstained?
Any other vote? Because we got to make it 9-0-2.
Okay.
Well, Gail and Bob both had, so I, Gail, you?
Well, you know, I had a suggestion that was really only an effort to soften the situation should we really lose and they push through proportional representation. So I don't know if it's timely to really look at it now or just to...
You're talking about the monitoring.
I'm talking about the idea... Well, Bob has the language to leave a quarter of the seats open until after the election and treat them as at-large seats to give the elected board the opportunity to use 25% of the seats to balance the board from other candidates who may not have been elected. Should I read the language?
Yes, read the language.
In order to achieve the fullest possible representation of diverse communities in the Signal area, one quarter of the seats of both the listener sponsor members and the staff members will not be subject to direct member election, but rather will be left open until after each election is concluded. At the LSB's next meeting following the election, the board will elect candidates to fill all of the remaining seats in order to fulfill the goals listed in Article 1, Section 4, and that goes back. So long as all of those candidates had been on the ballot in the just concluded election and had received at least one quarter of the votes of the lowest vote getter who was elected.
Mimi. Any comment, Mimi?
Yeah, I'm just, it's a tactical question. It's
yes.
Not a substantive question. Mm-hmm. I think you already said it, Gail.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That given our posture at this point, that's kind of a fail-safe.
Yes, it's
or
a fail-safe.
Or a reserve or mm-hmm. Plan B. Mm-hmm. So it's not to negate it. I just would be a little loath to put that forward right now, because I think it vitiates our more affirmative stance.
Lee, one of the criticisms that I heard about this was the idea that, oh, we're getting back to appointed seats again.
And
I think a lot of people will make this just blatantly unintelligent comment without realizing that these people who are filling these positions are from people who have received votes. They went through the process of qualifying to be candidates, and they received votes, but they did not receive votes sufficient to put them in the top group, and therefore they're in a lower group, but nevertheless they were voted on. These are not people that are pulled out of the blue and appointed.
Yeah, well, isn't that, as I understand it, wasn't this discussed before with regard the proportional representation and appointed and appointed seats? The same thing, the same language came up then, that if you don't meet the diversity threshold, then you would go to somebody from an underrepresented community, and the person that got the highest within there but failed to receive would be that person. So, no, but I'm just saying, we used the same language before. So I'm just to Lee, because Lee was saying that, you know, and he's right, that the group that always opposes whatever we suggest, or really language that gives diversity, will seize upon this, even though it's pretty much the same language as we had before. I don't know how else that you could phrase it. I mean, I think this is what this does. So I don't know. I'm just answering Lee by saying I think we should hold this in abeyance, because this is no different from the language that some of the people who now oppose us use themselves, and we can pull it out and show it to them. You know?
Well, the model for this in part was the IPND itself.
Exactly.
Which reserves the right to fill seats at the end if they're missing certain talents and skills.
That's what I'm saying. I agree. So I don't have any problem with this, but I think what Mimi said, holding it back as a tactical move is a good idea.
Bob and Ann.
Well, I just want to address a couple things that have been said. First of all, Rashida's last point was right on target, that where I came up with some of the language and the concept was exactly the last round of the 50% reserving seats, and it was based on, and I think the final, there was a lot of back and forth, what was the minimum threshold. I think it actually was a quarter. You had to get a quarter of the votes of the next highest vote getter. So all it's simply saying is, if there's clearly a view by the majority of the board that a rigid 50% number will not pass muster, whether we agree with that or not, if that's where they're headed, then it seems totally reasonable that some discretion based on diversity, the requirement or the need that any board should represent the diverse interests of the Signal area, that can be met through a discretionary application of going back into those election returns. And it's very similar to what would have happened with the provision that's no longer being used, except it's not tied to a number. And that's the critical difference legally, I believe, although I'm not a lawyer. So I think that could be acceptable in that way. Now, the other thing I want to say about the tactic of, and I respect what Mimi and others are saying about holding this back since other methods may achieve it, but the problem comes back to the 7-day rule. Okay, if you don't vote on it tonight, and you just say, "Well, if people don't like the language that we come up with on Friday night, then we'll use this instead." Well, you can't use it if it hasn't been offered formally by Friday night. So it's kind of—I mean, you could say this is our second choice.
Mm-hmm.
Because our first choice is the Friday line.
But if that doesn't pass
muster, we would offer this as an alternative set of lines. Something like that. But if it's not on the table, it won't be considered at all.
Janice?
I just talked to Dave Furney, and I told him, asked him two questions. The question about the 7-day notice, he said that, which I knew he was going to say, that, you know, you're opening it up and and we don't want to open it up again. We want to get, you know, votes and bylaws up or down, period.
No.
But that, strictly speaking, that to have an amendment, it's got to be in everybody's hands 7 days ahead of time. And that if people have it, he thinks that we would address it.
Can I just ask you a question?
We're tired of it. I feel the same way.
I know. I can understand that, but he's from California, right?
He said KPFK did indeed last night vote to approve the bylaws article by article.
Right.
Okay.
Which
so,
we did.
So,
that's already the heavy opposition.
Okay, but so what he's saying then is the very board from which he comes has proposed
yes,
this, up, right?
Okay.
Just
want
that.
Okay.
On another topic, I heard from a member of Disabled in Action that at the last IPMB conference call that there was a vote that went down, a negative vote, on the issue of inclusion of providing meeting place
yes.
locations
yeah,
that would be accessible to wheelchair users.
Yes.
And that's very distressing. If there is a way that we can, as a
absolutely.
As a board, to, I mean, it fulfills the mission and the whole point of
inclusion.
Any meetings in any locations and any environment.
The spirit of that was, as far as I know, that's the spirit, the actual letter of it was that in every case the board would make an effort to make sure that places where meetings would be held would be accessible, but that if there were, if the time were to come where there'd be an emergency meeting and they'd be, I think it's in some, I don't know if it's in Texas, I think, that if it were to be there, then they wouldn't be able to have the meeting.
Oh,
I'm not sure.
Wait. That's
Shannon,
not
we have a national law that has been in effect since
really?
1990.
It real.
And it's that law says, that it's a civil rights law that says that this country has reached a point that they will no longer tolerate excluding people with disabilities.
Yes.
And there has to be somewhere in any city or anywhere, a building where there is either a ramp or a street entrance for people to get in and out. I mean, that's essentially it.
Okay, wait.
Read the language.
In a place that has a flight of stairs.
It's
not acceptable.
Read the language, Bob.
So everyone knows.
It's saying, in effect, that no disabled people are welcome.
I have
it's the same kind of thing as saying, no African Americans are welcome. No, I mean, it's the same principle. So I think we have to, in some way, include that.
Do a motion.
Yes. Bob?
Yes.
We'll do a motion, Bob.
Yeah. I think you can just adopt a motion that was defeated by the National
Board. That's right. It was defeated. That's what I was going.
Okay, this is a motion by Carol Spooner to strike the words reasonable efforts so that the sentence would read, quote, all public board meetings shall be held in spaces fully accessible as defined in the Americans with Disabilities Act, rather than reasonable efforts shall be made to hold meetings.
Okay, so we're defeated. End of discussion.
Got two votes, sir, and Pete Graham.
Okay.
We should move that motion right now and support it here.
Okay. Okay, can we take a... make a motion that that all the
panels trying to make a motion.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right, Pam. Go ahead, Pam.
Go ahead. You do it.
No, I don't want to do it.
You want the wording? You want me to read it?
Okay.
That's my motion. Yes.
Which one is it?
On the.
That's the three first that vote.
Yes. All public board meetings shall be held in spaces fully accessible as defined in the Americans with Disability Act. Period.
Accessible to people with
Move.
Disabilities.
Move.
Accessible.
I'm going to read it again.
Strike the words, the current draft in front of them says reasonable efforts.
Nothing about that. All public board meetings shall be held in spaces fully accessible as defined in the Americans with Disabilities Act.
That's the motion I'm making.
Yes. Okay.
Okay. All right.
Are that accessible to people with disabilities, including wheelchair users?
Okay.
Are you saying that we should put that in?
I think so.
Then we have
to put that in. Yeah, friendly amendment accepted.
You can, because people's concepts of.
He said your amendment is accepted.
Friendly accepted.
Acceptable.
Friendly amendment accepted.
It was accepted. Okay, all. Yes.
People with
disabilities.
With disabilities.
What about non-public meetings? What if there's somebody on the board who's disabled?
Of course.
What about non-public meetings? And it's just a public meeting. But what about non-public meetings?
All meetings.
All meetings.
All meetings.
Friendly amendment accepted.
All meetings. Okay, all in favor? Is it a second? All in favor of this amendment?
Oh, yeah.
Please vote.
With an aggressive
Anthony, you weren't here. I guess you don't
in
want
bold letters.
In bold letters.
Okay.
And I got it.
Okay. He understands it. Anthony just came in. He understands
six,
it.
Six, seven.
Okay.
Seven in favor.
I hope he's
done. All right. Next.
Going back to...
Eight. Just punctuating that because... I think that is something, I'm pretty electronically backward, and if somebody
really?
Could get that out tonight, that is done, and we should get that out forthwith to the National Board, and we also should put it on the listserv that we absolutely want other boards. This is, it's funny how they're worried about legality, allegedly, but when it comes to a clear, bright letter law, they just regard it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But who's going to do this?
Do what?
Who's going to get this out today?
It should be sent to the IPBN. And it should absolutely be sent out to the listservs to encourage, and that's how the context I would put it in, that their board must speak out forthwith on this.
Can
you
get this out, Lee?
I have to have the wording.
I'll email it.
Would you? Okay, you got my email.
Okay.
Could you read? Janice just said what she said is, if indeed... it is the law that should be the preamble to it.
Yeah.
And forgive me. I don't want to say law. But it is. But I'm hoping maybe before you leave, since you're quick, can you give us one sentence and so we can just add that? Although, to me, that's not the rationale for doing it. The rationale is a political one. But I would say both of them.
He's going to quote a lot in this.
In compliance with the Disability Civil Rights Law, the Americans with Disabilities Act, that this.
So just so it not get passed over, who's physically able to get that to the IPBN?
With my web TV, I can do it. I can still put it on.
He's going to give him the language so he can put it together.
I ask Bob to do something else, though, since he has facility with the listservs. I would really like to couch this in language that we absolutely urge all the other labs to adopt a similar position forthwith. Mm-hmm. Is that something that it would be disquieting?
The lab should word it, and I'll be glad to post it.
That's what I'm suggesting.
Right.
No, I'm not suggesting that you take that responsibility.
But there's now a Pacifica lab listserv also that all the Pacifica labs are part of. I'm on that.
So you can do that, Lee?
Can be. I can.
Oh, good.
If I have a problem, I'll let you know.
Right.
Because I got a.
But I would definitely add that what we're doing, this isn't just our stance, but we're taking an affirmative stance to really, you can say it more diplomatically than insist, although I don't feel very diplomatic about it, but that all of the lab should forthwith adopt this position.
And we urge
all the labs,
all Pacifica labs
to obey the law of the land
to join us
in adopting
and supporting supporting the law
of the land.
Labs the on the disability.
And
all Pacifica Foundation meetings will comply with the national law. I'll write something.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
No, you're good. Not. You're good.
Okay. Right. Next.
That's that
what,
one.
Next? Can we go backwards for a minute? Because we lost the issue of
the amendment, the so-called golden amendment, whether we can, with the seven-day rule, is there some way we can phrase this so that in the event that the IPNB pushes through proportional representation with no consideration whatsoever for affirmative action, we then would support the following.
Okay. In other words, this is on top of the Mimi's resolution. This is held in abeyance, right?
Yeah. This is the fail-safe. But if we don't put it in now, then
okay.
There's nothing we can do with it. Right. Bob? So, did you
want to
add to
that?
You put it forward. Will you call Ray and tell him that this...
Yeah.
That this poor brother would like to kill him.
What can I speak, Marion?
Yes, go ahead.
I would suggest that you somewhat reword that a little bit.
Because, tone down the language.
Well, no. It's not. What it is that... The IPNB has a draft in front of it that does not have any affirmative action language. That and not only has a draft, but they had a telephone conference call, which I didn't realize until after it was over.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It was not merely the bylaws committee. It was the full board. The force of the full board adopted a draft without affirmative action language. That's over and done with. Now, it can be reversed. That's essentially what you're asking for, is for them to amend the draft that they adopted last week to insert additional language that Mimi and Mr. Shaw are going to be working on Friday. So the fallback is not if the board doesn't do something. It's if they
should
don't
they fail
accept
to amend.
The first
yeah.
option
yeah.
we're offering them okay. for Mr. Shaw, then the second option would be this other thing. And second of all, it's not if they adopt proportional representation. This board has endorsed proportional representation. It's the question of that's not sufficient to guarantee representation of people of color, but it's a perfectly valid and helpful step in the direction of broadening the representation. So it's not anti-proportional representation.
Okay. The floor is open for discussion of the board about...
So we just need language
to have this in the wings waiting in case.
No. That's not what quite what I hear you say. Right?
Well,
but you want to word it.
It's option A and option B.
Okay.
This board is endorsing two possible ways to ensure some kind of affirmative action or diverse representation. Either the language...
Should the IPNB fail to adopt any amendments that we are putting forward to make the voting system more inclusive of diverse communities, then we would request the following or something like that.
Well, I just think
because if you know if the if
say these are two options, our first choice is this.
Just lay it out. These are the options.
Yeah.
Yes.
This is our first choice, and this is the most.
But it has to be a proposal. It has to be a resolution, right?
Right?
Okay.
Well, who wants to put it in the form of a second resolution? Option one and option two.
And there's a third one, which I guess you were going to ask me to present in a minute, which is about...
Okay, well, let's not take the proposal.
So it's actually three.
Okay, let's see the third one.
You want to hear that now?
Yes.
Okay. It's simply, and this is something, ironically, that Dave Burdick proposed back in August, and after the Fink decision, the Fink opinion, he sort of speculated, maybe we should solve it by this. And then when it was raised in last week, he was like, oh, well, I don't think that's good anymore. And that simply is, it's not a big fix, but if the nominations period, which now is 60 days, ends, and people are required under these new bylaws to racially self-identify, and if the racial self-identifications are not 50% people of color, that the election coordinator would declare that they haven't met their goal and they should keep open the nominations for another 2 weeks in order to intensify the outreach efforts with the hope, not a guarantee, the hope that they might find more candidates. Of course, there's no assuring that they'll be elected just because they're running, but at least it increases the chance. And then the second, and if after the 2 weeks it's still not at the goal, then it'll be a second 2 weeks.
Right.
So it'll be an option of an extension up to a month, which of course would put back the date of the actual election by up to a month. And interestingly, Gregory Wunderwheel, the attorney who happens to be the husband of Carol Spooner, has expressed some support for this kind of option. So it's not so wild in the scheme of things politically that that might be a compromise.
Could I just ask this? I don't want to sound contentious at this point, but what is the role that Gregory Wunderwheel, aside from, you know, I mean, the Mimi made a very, I thought, cogent statement from a legal point of view. A legal point of view. It was not personal statement. And we got that on the email. I'm sure everybody read it. Very personal, almost invested,
horrible
kind of response to her. No courtesy from one lawyer to another.
It was 6 months ago.
Please, no, wait. But I'm talking about a precedent here. You just now said something with regards to him being in support. He's not on the board. I'm not sure if he's a lab representative.
No.
So therefore,
he has no
the support or lack thereof of this particular man seems to be a major concern, factor, issue with regard what Pacifica as board does. And I'm just wondering, where is the legal position, where is the legal stance for that? I don't see it, but that is not my expertise. I'm not trying to say I know that much about law. It just seems that the line that blurs him as an activist, and I'm giving him that title, and a concerned person for Pacifica, gets blended into almost, it's in my choice of words, interference, or at least opposition, in such a way that we then are forced to consider his input, or lack thereof. And we don't do that with lab members and or other board members.
It's like when Hillary Clinton.
It really is beginning to bother me more and more.
That's exactly what it's like, Gail. I mean, you said it. I mean, Gregory Wunderwheel is.
Hold it. We're trying to get it.
Well, I don't need this one, please. I would wish we'd stop this tape stuff.
I have to keep minutes here.
I know, but
I'm not going to keep it. It's only for
go ahead.
Just so
we know it's a public
meeting. The fact of the matter is, yes, he's a man who is active in the struggle in Pacifica. Yes, he is the husband of, and would hope that there is communication in the relationship with Carol Spooner. And he graduated from law school 6 months ago.
No, he didn't.
Huh? No, he also went to law school. And he just graduated recently. In any event, he takes the prerogative, as a number of people do, to use the listserv frequently. He has no more or less credence except beyond what he is given. I wouldn't worry about it. If there's a discourteous response, if there is a politically reprehensible response, Rashida, I wouldn't grace it. I think Bob's only reference is there may have been a point that was raised that was not necessarily a negative point. I mean, occasionally there are things that Mr. Wunderwheel or any of us say that has some merit to it. But I wouldn't say that it's inordinate. So I wouldn't worry about that, really. It was not the nicest response, but
I think what's important is that we recognize who he knows, who he's connected with, and that's what's important, Rashida. One of the things that I've learned about politics, the first thing Master taught me, find out who he knows or she knows. And that's been very important for me to do, is find out who they know. And who are they connected with? That's very important. And we know who he is,
amen.
And we know who he's connected with. I wouldn't worry about what he says on a, he has a right, just like all of us do, if we put our stuff out there. But we understand where it's coming from and what are his connections and what is her connection. Okay, let's go.
We can go on. Following up,
we still
need to make a motion.
Yes, why don't you make it?
That's why you're going to come. I can't figure it out.
Okay,
where's your statement?
Where we are in the motion?
Maybe we should make one motion with three parts.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. First, so
in order to choose the
first part, the first part of the motion is Mimi's part. That's part A, right?
Which we've already
done, right?
Part B is.
Sorry. The first part is to authorize the process on Friday.
Okay.
Jack, you haven't done that yet.
I thought we did.
The motion you adopted was strictly about your language.
Okay. But we haven't adopted the process for Friday.
Right.
That is coming with these rules.
That would be part one, and part two would be the holding the seats aside.
And part three would be extending the nomination procedures.
Right.
Okay. Would we, someone put that in the form of a motion, the second part?
Okay.
Go ahead.
All right. I move that we authorize the procedures discussed for Friday.
Mm-hmm. Okay. The procedures for Friday.
Okay. Motion. Which relate to instituting the concepts and language that Mimi and Ted Shaw agree upon in their Friday morning meeting.
Okay.
Okay.
Second.
With regard to affirmative action at Pacifica. Okay.
Yeah.
And
as a precursor to that, I will circulate what we agreed on tonight.
Right.
I will just draft it and circulate that as a precursor. Our affirmative stance on affirmative action as a precursor
that the board
to formulating a bylaw.
We will have
right.
a chance
okay.
to see it and yes and okay.
What's your name for?
The second part is the motion to hold back 25% of the seats to give every station board the opportunity to achieve maximum representation of their communities in their signal area. And the third part is the opportunity to extend nominating period if a sufficient number of candidates from different communities are not
represented.
Mm. And we have the language. Lee has it.
Okay.
Is that
I second it.
Okay.
Move.
Any questions?
Shall we vote?
Let's vote. Okay. All those in favor of the proceedings as prepared?
Panama?
Yes.
We're just voting on. Okay.
Okay.
On the proposal that we already agreed on,
okay.
We have to put it in the motion.
Good.
So it's unanimous.
Good.
Okay.
Okay.
Part three. Or did I miss that?
What's part three?
We did part three.
Oh, part,
we did it all.
Part three.
We did it all.
Yeah, got all of it.
Okay, so we have a three-part resolution.
And
okay.
I just think it should be in the minutes that with these three suggestions, proposals, resolutions, we are just following what other labs have also agreed to. I just think that should be in the minutes. So
but they haven't agreed.
Well,
they all haven't agreed.
No, but I mean, well.
No, they haven't.
Okay.
This has nothing to do with other labs. The only thing the other lab agreed to was what we voted on separately, which is to go article by article.
Okay, all right.
That's
it.
They haven't
all right.
Okay,
you're right. They haven't agreed on all this.
Yeah.
This is what we're adding to it.
I understand.
Okay. All
right.
As a matter of fact, just as an addendum, if Lee, if I may put this responsibility on you, I think that it would be helpful to get these notes written up and circulated to the other labs as a encouragement
right.
for positions that they might similarly take.
I agree with
that.
That's a good idea.
Okay.
And obviously that needs to be an ASAP. I'm sorry about that.
It's a good thing you're retired.
Okay. I'm going to leave out a lot of stuff, but I'm going to mainly get the resolutions that were passed is what you want really to get out.
That's it.
That's what you want to get around.
And we encourage them to.
And that's really all they're interested in anyway. They don't want to know about the Mickey Mouse.
And we encourage them to take action around some of that.
All right.
Okay. Now, have we finished all of this? Because what I'm concerned with is a board report to the national board. Now, are we ready for that? Can we go into that?
Sure.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. That's the next thing on. Then we can go home.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, let's brainstorm in terms of what we have done in the last.
If you're leaving, maybe you could just give one.
2 months.
One sentence.
Well, I think it's important. We pass a resolution. Around the anti-war march on February 5th, that should be part of our report that this board took a position on around the march. We supported that march, listeners and membership. We had our own banner. It was the listeners supported march on February the 15th, Saturday, and we should say that. That's what should be part of our notes. And can anybody else think of some other things that we were involved in, Ray?
I was just going to say that I think that at this point the board's attitude is a violation of what we're trying to build, the board is more involved with process rather than results. And I feel that things are being ramrod because of artificial deadline that people have been setting. So far, we've had to change dates at least twice. And we might have to do it again because individuals are involved in a race to some predetermined goal, and we keep missing steps in between. And I think it's a violation of what it's a legal violation actually of what the settlement was. I think we should start looking at it that way. That this process that's taking place now, I don't know if people know the details. For example, the postponement for a week took no account of the cost of that on the membership. People who paid $200 are paying almost $500 now. And the board member actually said specifically that the reason they were not going to entertain any kind of postponement is that individuals were trying to use this opportunity to question things in the bylaws that we adopted. My answer to that was that I participated in the first discussion that took over the phone. The second one, I said clearly I could not participate because the date that was chosen was 10:30 in the morning on Monday, and I work at that time. And that 7 board members never participated in many of in those discussions. That some of them might not participate. I don't know what the reasons are. So therefore, it is a legitimate reason for 7 out of 15 people to question the wisdom of being told you either adopt this document or you don't. There's no discussion, you just put it up and down and you live with the consequences. And I think it's time we stop doing this.
Well, we took a resolution tonight to go.
No, but Ray is also bringing up, even this isn't absolutely on target of our report.
The rest of yours.
Ray, are you actually proposing that we do put some language together, or that there be some statement made about a process that, as you put it, puts form before content?
Yeah, I think, I think it's a violation, it's a legal violation of what the settlement was about. I think we should question it. I think it's the intended process was not just to have elections, but to have meaningful elections that allow people to be represented properly. And I think this is completely being violated. People are afraid that as they grab this now, other things won't happen. For whatever reason, whatever the justification they are, as I said, I feel it's silly to have resolution that were passed to be asked a whole group to discuss it. And then let's improve it later. Then I said the reverse. I said, well, let's do it my way. Let's vote on it now, and then you live with the consequences after, and you correct it after. Because the notion is that somehow we'll never pass bylaws, which is nonsense. And my position is that those things that are easy, that we agree on, we can fly over them, we can skip them. Those we don't agree with, actually there was a statement made specifically by Teresa's I don't know if people saw it. I don't know if it was just within the board listserv or it was brother. But she said she was absolutely satisfied that the, and I'm giving an example on it, that the board's position on diversity was the most advanced, progressive position that we could take. And that's exactly what absolutely. So when she asked me how come I would not support that, I said, well, this is one example. This is absolutely, we haven't begun to fight. There has been, there's not one example of any group that has ever challenged any non-profit organization for doing such a thing. There's no reason. We have to wait. There's a fear thing. We're running away from ourselves, from our own shadows. We're giving up before we even fought. And I say specifically, I'm not advocating recklessness in any way at all. I'm just not walking away from the battlefield before we admitting defeat, before we
go.
There you go.
Go ahead.
Well, so I would like to recommend, I'm a little loath to hold us too much longer tonight, but I would like to recommend that one of our many accomplished writers here turn into a short paragraph this very concern, which is profound. It's more profound by the virtue of its utterance by somebody who sits on the board, etc. So I don't know, Ray, I don't want to kind of put this on you. I'm beginning to have some sense of what your schedule looks like. however, is...
You just won an election very narrowly.
Yo, right!
It's one narrowly.
I guess I'm just happen to physically be looking in the direction of Anne. Is there any way you might be able to put together a very short paragraph reiterating really the sentiment of what Ray has raised that we can also distribute as well? Certainly it's a brave concern.
Sure. I'm not that good with language in putting it.
You are not that good with language.
Well, I'd have to work on
Patash.
Yeah.
I think if we have some of the language already on the, you know, that that Lee has recorded, because before you came, Gray, and while we were waiting for the meeting to start, I was in a conversation. Please, I forgot your name.
Ray, you're the logical one. I had to say.
So we were saying the same thing.
Could you write like four or five sentences?
That's so good.
I've
said it.
And could
I?
Yes. We're asking whether you could write 4 or 5 sentences. We just wonder whether you have the time to do it.
I give you that. I know that.
They almost put us out of here.
Wait. That there, as a motion now, that the spirit of what Ray will write up be adopted as by our board and similarly circulated.
Sure. Yes.
Yes.
I agree with Ray.
Can somebody
because
second it?
I second it. Because I was enraged about
okay,
this.
Ray,
and I've chewed his ears
Ray,
out.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
You're going to write it, give it to Lee, the board, we all. This was the world's quickest vote.
Yes.
I guess it's all unanimous.
I'm in favor because this has cost people money, anguish, and
changing schedules.
I had to pay a what do you call it? A fee.
Well, but it's not just that he's
penalty.
raising.
I know
something more.
I think more profoundly than the money is a question.
But more profoundly is being railroaded through issues that are great, not controversy, but great importance that cannot be given short shrift to. And they will take as long as they need to resolve in a constructive manner.
Okay, Lee?
I'd like to read. If people have not seen this on the internet, this is from Carol Spooner, dated February 22nd. Okay. Subject, Pacifica is in the vanguard of affirmative action. I'd like to make a mention about this, though.
But many of us, if not everybody,
I'd like people to be aware of what Carol Spooner's points are here. She's saying Pacifica is in the vanguard of affirmative action by adopting proportional representation voting for our board. Specific is in the vanguard of organizations taking affirmative action. The radical voting system is designed specifically for the purpose of empowering minorities to organize and to choose their own representatives to governing bodies. And now, Joe Kay asked me to send him this, and he has responded to her on the internet. I haven't seen it, but yeah, I'm just mentioning to you that this is...
No, I've seen
it. Okay, you know it. Maybe other people know. She's presenting herself as being a real advocate of affirmative action.
Okay, wait. Anne and Ray.
I just want to make a point that as Ray presented it, it is more insidious than the selection of the time, the date, was set up almost to exclude...
Mm-hmm.
Almost a majority, one letter of the board. And moving on very substantive issues. It seemed as if it was all created and planned that way.
Ray?
Now, I don't want to say, I told you, so if you remember during the last national board, there were different dates that were chosen. I think Ferguson had chosen a date that was really way too close. I didn't have any chance at all. Jabari chose September, which maybe was the best day. Anyway, I chose in July based on some of the stuff we have done again, and that was completely rejected. And if anybody followed the talks we had the other day, we agreed that because what was going to happen, there was going to be no time at all left for campaigning. So we agreed to expand it by 2 weeks, and then somehow we had to take it from something else. So it's you know what I'm saying? I don't know where the fire is. It's like Chicken George. What is it, Chicken? The sky is falling.
Can I ask you then? Would you then propose, and I know there really was also a request before I came here tonight to adjourn that next week's meeting. Is that something that we should ask?
I don't know if that we have the number to do it. We can ask for it.
But if people feel we should ask for it.
There are people who wanted to push the meeting up to the end of the month.
Should do it very fast. Because this is what's happening. The more time passes, more people are already rescheduling their flight.
Yeah.
So, you know what I'm saying? Some people have done it already. So now if we ask for is there a change again, some people have already booked.
And I'm one of those who scheduled my flight for next
weekend.
That's
the problem.
Well,
one thing I'd like to question, though, I don't want you to get into a chaos point of bashing. I think we should avoid that and deal with it in a political way. I mean, sometimes it might be difficult to do, but I think we have to separate individual from the struggle.
I have long felt that they didn't necessarily need to adjourn the meeting. There is work to be done at the meeting. But it doesn't have to be final and conclusive at any one meeting. That the work can and must continue beyond that.
Absolutely. Yeah. An example of the low priority is that the bylaw discussion were put for Sunday. I've never seen that. Sunday. When people, actually Janice came around, I don't know if she's still there.
Yeah.
Janice was supposed to leave at 12 o'clock at that time. Leslie's leaving at 3, but she was supposed to go to Long Beach to catch a flight. So I don't even know if she could have stuck towards the end.
Gee, this sounds like a Mary Frances.
Okay, Anthony?
Now there's consideration of changing it, by the way.
Anthony.
Well,
maybe even Friday.
My question is on this point.
May say.
To changing simply the time on the agenda.
Well, not put it on Sunday, because we know Sunday things never get finished. So can you agree that this is one of the most important items and put it critically, you set it up for not being processed properly?
Friday night.
You start Friday. That's what I read.
If you only want to vote, if you want to hear, vote it yes or no, and you win, then it's enough, I guess.
There have been some requests come to my attention in some discussions. There have been requests that our lab push for other labs, as well as take a position ourselves, that a meeting next week didn't make any sense. It was unprincipled, and there were several logistical reasons as well that to try to force this down our throats at this point, it didn't make a lot of sense. Was there any discussion around that? Bob told me that it had come out during the earlier part of the meeting that from a timing standpoint, the IPNB had already moved and wasn't likely to be trying to change. But has there been any effort at this point to talk with other labs or any discussion about the possibility of talking with other labs to assert our independence from any kind of forced Fed process. This is the same position that we had to take on at an earlier point in this whole process when they were dictating to the labs what, you know, our decision-making process should be. So the problem is that to try to settle this issue on this coming weekend is not, you know, a rational process. It doesn't make any sense. We do need an airing. Several of the comments and the motions support that issue. At the same time, it's my understanding that the IPNB as a group is going into next week's meeting with the plan of reaching some, you know, consensus on in settling this problem.
That's right.
Which is what we're opposing. So was there, and if not, what might be some practical things that we as a lab can do to put that issue out there as we're calling on the labs to consider
filibuster?
Are there some other things that we can do?
Well, I'm aware of the fact that the KPFK situation switch in that vote was a complete surprise to many people. So at this point, apparently WPFW lab has been lobbied now heavily to see if they can come in and be the third lab that would replace KPFK. Because KPFK says clearly, if you don't discuss this one item at a time, you could do it very quickly if it's, you know, there's no big deal, but we want to see every serious thing weighed before we move forward. They said they will not vote, as you already voted.
Those are the
eight. Now there's an attempt.
Eight people agreed to that. No, that's not what I mean.
Less than eight. The majority of the eight who actually met on the phone,
right,
voted that way.
Okay, so the
about eight, seven of them were not on.
So the eight people that actually were there to vote,
the majority
of
those eight voted for it.
Okay, so that means even seven people, right?
But I think it was less.
Okay.
I think it was six to three
that's
or something
outrageous.
Like that.
That's outrageous.
Yeah.
So if DC,
that has to be
you said DC, excuse me.
On
this point, you said DC is being lobbied heavily
to replace KPFK.
Right.
And be the third lab.
Who's pushing that? Rob Robinson?
I'm not sure exactly, but I've been told that there's some evidence that's what's happening. Because otherwise, they will not have the three labs. One thing I should say very quickly, though, is that, for example, and I'm talking about Carol again in a factual way. At the beginning, it was very clear that there's a part of the bylaws that regulates the board's functioning that say that the board cannot vote on any changes that is not submitted to it 7 days earlier. That means I can have a document,
right,
and something wrong with it and vote on it to change it.
Right.
And that was clear. However, for whatever reason, there were some serious mistakes made by the lawyers.
Right.
Apparently, the lawyers. One of them, maybe you'll know, is that many of them were similar, say that to remove a board member, you will need a percentage of the totality of the membership instead of the percentage,
right,
of a quorum. So Carol, for whatever reason, although it was very clear that this was unacceptable, decided to start looking at those things as typos.
Right.
Meaning that we could fix them before we go, and then distribute them, correct it, and vote on them. Which is really, at that point, Jivari, and everybody knows how stubborn Jivari can be, Jivari said this, kind of, to show that I'm a dead body, so to speak, you know. So, and eventually, I think that what happened is that the people who opposed the discussions, as this was the opposition that were coming up to this will to get to just have it pushed through, actually made a complete turnaround.
Mm.
So instead of saying now we have to meet because we have to finish now, say we have to postpone it. And as I said earlier, the discussion went on very specific issues until somebody got so exasperated that one of the people who was a very strong supporter of that, you know, preventing the change, says, you know something, I'm against this because some people are going to use this to try to make change. So that they were saying clearly that the other thing that we have to move forward was part of it, but they were not going to allow discussion.
And are they at the point where they'll now accept this time period between that telephone meeting and this thing next week? Will Jivari or some of these others now likely support that as sufficient time to consider this?
Well, we have lost the vote. Huh? There was a vote taken, and we lost. The people who opposed doing that lost the vote. One of the reasons he wanted to, well, there were many problems. The financial officer is not going to be present, for example. There are a lot of problems going on. People know Leslie was sick. She took a vacation as soon as the war thing was ended from Friday. And she's coming back Wednesday. And she's out of touch completely. So that for the first time since I'm on the board, we didn't receive any document at all ahead of time, except for what Dan Coffin sent us. Leslie's letter to the lab chairs and the station managers and the board was for each entity. The station managers want to email those things directly to us, and it's not possible to give them to us when we get down there. So it's really a very confusing situation.
I would say one more thing, in terms of the nature of the vote.
Just what you just said. Am I understanding you to say that when this vote took place, Leslie was not a part of that vote?
That's
no.
Right.
No, she wasn't.
Actually, that discussion, by the way, I must say, this discussion, the reason it was not done webcast, Dan Coffrin was very worried about what was going on and said that we have to meet. He offered an idea that we would meet under the aegis of the executive board, calling for the board to meet and look at an agenda. Mm-hmm. So on the technicality, mm-hmm. we didn't have, it was on the board meetings.
There's no executive board.
Huh?
It's
the executive director.
Oh, okay.
And then it is the executive director that we would meet to discuss mm-hmm. something. So on that technicality, we didn't, supposedly it was on a board meeting. It was a get-together call by the executive director to look at, you know, how we proceed.
Well,
that's why it was a
vote. Wait a minute.
Could be. Yeah.
Could it be challenged?
I don't know, productive that would be, but it could be challenged in the sense there was notification to the public and that indeed it was a board meeting.
Bob,
but anyway, I just wanted to explain that. That's why it wasn't announced.
Okay, Bob, did you have something to say?
I think everything they did.
Wait a minute, you can't have side talk issues here. Get Bob and then Ann, and then Rashida, and then Anthony.
No.
Yeah. Did you want to say something?
I just wanted to suggest that what Nuni has kind of been alluding to might be the way out here, which is, at this point, I think it would be adding insult to injury to ask them to change the date again after several of us today rebooked our flights at the cost of hundreds of dollars more. So to do that again is not the answer. But what could be the answer is to, as Mimi said, not vote on the entire bylaws at that meeting, but to have a webcast telephonic conference call 2-3 weeks later to deal with the diversity provisions alone and have a thorough discussion in the face-to-face meeting in Los Angeles, but not to actually take the final binding vote on just that piece. They can do 90% of the bylaws except that one piece.
Actually, as you said, pretty much that during that meeting, especially that we have other items, even though we don't have financial.
You gotta look at
I'm
it.
Sorry.
No, that some people, and with all due respect to you, some people don't have to be called. Some people just jump in and you accept it. And I don't accept
it. I'm not jumping anymore. That's my fault.
No, guys, no, I'm saying you have the right to speak, but it is just unfair the way this thing is going.
Okay.
Ahead,
you
Mara.
Keep looking in that direction, Mara.
Okay,
sorry, Pam.
No, I'm going to just take a walk. I'll be back. Okay. I get pissed off when
because
it's happened before, it's been said before.
I'm not doing it to you.
That's my fault.
Well, just go deal
with it. I did it too, so I apologize.
Okay, because you jump in and I, you know.
Right,
okay, who's next?
Not me.
No, it's wrong. That wasn't hierarchy. I was out.
Let me see. Ann?
I just say that that particular phone conference IPMB was truly conducted in such a shoddy way. I would imagine that seven persons who are absent would raise an issue to have many of the items that were decided in that conference.
Actually, the intention was really to see that we're in a real mess on this spot and really try to kind of see if we can move something forward before showing up at the board meeting, you know, in a complete scenario, you know, and have that fight there. I mean, technically it could be challenged, but I don't think it was the intention to